O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love. According to your judgment, give us life. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and in your faithfulness, give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for in your sight shall no one living be justified. My spirit faints within me. My heart within me is desolate. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul gasps for you like a thirsty land. O Lord, make haste to answer me. My spirit fails me. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear of your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Show me the way I should walk in, for I lift up my soul to you. Teach me to do what pleases you, for you are my God. Let your kindly spirit lead me on a level path. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring me out of trouble. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 59. You, O God, are my strong tower. Rescue me from my enemies, O my God. Set me high above those that rise up against me. Save me from the evildoers, and from murderous foes deliver me. For see how they lie in wait for my soul, and the mighty stir up trouble against me. Not for any fault or sin of mine, O Lord. For no offense, they run and prepare themselves for war. Rouse yourself, come to my aid and see, for you are the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Awake and judge all the nations. Show no mercy to the evil traitors. They return at nightfall and snarl like dogs, and prowl about the city. They pour out evil words with their mouths, swords are on their lips. For who, they say, can hear us? But you laugh at them, O Lord. You hold all the nations in derision. For you, O my strength, will I watch. You, O God, are my strong tower. My God in his steadfast love will come to me. He will let me behold the downfall of my enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Send them reeling by your might, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sins of their mouth, for the words of their lips, let them be taken in their pride. For the cursing and falsehood they have uttered, consume them in wrath, consume them till they are no more. And they shall know that God rules in Jacob, and to the ends of the earth. And still they return at nightfall, and snarl like dogs, and prowl about the city. Though they forage for something to devour, and howl if they are not filled. Yet will I sing of your strength, and every morning praise your steadfast love. For you have been my stronghold, my refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, will I sing. For you, O God, are my refuge, my God of steadfast love. You, O God, are my strong tower. Let us pray. Strong and merciful God, stand with the oppressed against the triumph of evil and the complacency of your people, and establish in Jesus Christ your new order of generosity and joy, for he is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 14, verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, and her gates languish. They lie in gloom on the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem goes up. Her nobles send their servants for water. They come to the cisterns. They find no water. They return with their vessels empty. They are ashamed and dismayed and cover their heads because the ground is cracked. Because there has been no rain on the land, the farmers are dismayed. They cover their heads. Even the doe in the field forsakes her newborn fawn because there is no grass. The wild asses stand on the bare heights. They pant for air like jackals. Their eyes fail because there is no herbage. Although our iniquities testify against us, act, O Lord, for your name's sake. Our apostasies indeed are many, and we have sinned against you. O hope of Israel, its saviour in time of trouble, why should you be like a stranger in the land, like a traveller turning aside for the night? Why should you be like someone confused, like a mighty warrior who cannot give help? Yet you, O Lord, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not forsake us. Thus says the Lord concerning this people. Truly they love to wander. They have not restrained their feet. Therefore the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. The Lord said to me, do not pray for the welfare of this people. Although they fast, I do not hear their cry. And although they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I do not accept them. But by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, I consume them. Then I said, oh, Lord God, here are the prophets saying to them, you shall not see the sword, nor shall you have famine, but I will give you true peace in this place. And the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them or speak to them. They are prophesying to you a lying vision, worthless divination, and the deceit of their own minds. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, though I did not send them, and who say, sword and famine shall not come on this land. By sword and famine those prophets shall be consumed, and the people to whom they prophesy shall be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem, victims of famine and sword. There shall be no one to bury them, themselves, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, for I will pour out their wickedness upon them. You shall say to them this word, let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter, my people, is struck down with a crushing blow, with a very grievous wound. If I go out into the field, look, those killed by the sword. And if I enter the city, look, those sick with famine. For both prophet and priest ply their trade throughout the land and have no knowledge. Have you completely rejected Judah? Does your heart loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down so that there is no healing for us? We look for peace, but find no good. For a time of healing, but there is terror instead. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, the iniquity of our ancestors, for we have sinned against you. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Do not dishonour your glorious throne. Remember and do not break your covenant with us. Can any idols of the nations bring rain, or can the heavens give showers? Is it not you, O Lord our God? We set our hope on you, for it is you who do all this.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you look for an opportunity to kill me, because there is no place in you for my word. I declare what I have seen in the Father's presence. As for you, you should do what you have heard from the Father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are indeed doing what your father does. They said to him, We are not illegitimate children, we have one father, God himself. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now I am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot accept my word. You are from your father, the devil, and you choose to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is from God hears the words of God. The reason you do not hear them is that you are not from God.
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Those who gave up their lives for Christ and followed in the way, rejoice with God now and forever. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones, and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Those who gave up their lives for Christ and followed in the way, rejoice with God now and forever. In every age, you have raised up holy men and women to reflect the light of Christ and to teach us the way of holiness. We thank you for those who have been teachers in the school of Christ. Give understanding to those who study the faith that the Church has handed on, and clarity to those who communicate the gospel in a changing world. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you for those whom you have called to live in community. Establish mutual love among those drawn into fellowship in your service, and bless with Christ's presence all the communities to which we relate. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you for those who have lived out their vocation in family life. Give your grace to all who nurture children and all who care for the aged, and enfold in your love all your sons and daughters. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you for those who have brought wholeness through the medicine of the gospel. Give skill to all who minister healing and reconciliation in your name, and comfort all who cry out to you from any sort of distress. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you for the noble army of martyrs, by the shedding of whose blood the church has been enriched. Keep under your protection those who are persecuted for the cause of Christ, and acknowledge, we pray, those who have passed through death, trusting your promises. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you today for Perpetua, Felicity, and all their companions. Bring into one communion and fellowship all those for whom Christ died. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Hasten, Lord, the day when people will come from east and west, from north and south, and sit at table in your kingdom, and we shall see your Son in his glory. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Holy God, who gave great courage to Perpetua, Felicity, and their companions, grant that we may be worthy to climb the ladder of sacrifice and be received into the garden of peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God our Redeemer show us compassion and love. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.